You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News. Alex Cuba recently made history at the 2026 Junos after he received the inaugural Juno Award for Latin Music Recording of the Year for his album Indol. Although this is not his first Juno, he won two others in 2006 and 2008, but it's the first Juno to be recognized outside of the world music category in its own Latin Juno category, something Cuba has been advocating for years. CICK caught up with Cuba after his historic win at his home studio in Smithers, or as Cuba likes to call it, the Latin music capital of Canada.
I am Alexis Puentes, known as Alex Cuba in the world of music. I am a Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter living in Smithers, BC.
Great, Alexis. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK News. Of course, as I mentioned, we discussed this some time ago, but recently we saw that this past year that the Junos 2026, you not only won another Juno, but there was also a new category added, the Latin music category, which you have been advocating for years. So tell me about, firstly, tell me about what it means to finally see a Canadian Latin music category at the Junos.
Well, it means that Latin music is finally recognized at that level, you know, the most prestigious music award Canada has, you know, and it's pretty much equal to say that, you know, Latin music is now recognized at an industry level, yeah. Which is the reason why I've been advocating for it, you know, for this category to be implemented for so many years. I thought that the category they had before, where, you know, Latin music was put to be submitted to, you know, I didn't think it was even a real category, let's put it that way, because it was a place for anything that was not either English or French to be lumped in there. So it wasn't really about professionalism in music. It was about politics more than anything else. You know, it was very political. So I made a big fuss about it back in 2010. I started, you know, talking heavily about it. And then I started doing weird things, you know, in order to create a statement. I was sending my albums, submitting my albums in different categories, not in the world music categories they had, right? And then the first time I did it, they called me and said, hey, we strongly suggest you move it to World Music Album of the Year because you have more chances to win there. And I said, oh, it's not about winning for me. We'll move it. Thanks. The next time I did it, they didn't call and I didn't get a nomination because at that point, it was for me more meaningful. It was going to be more meaningful to get a nomination for example, Adult Contemporary, you know?
Yeah.
Than to win in World Music Album of the Year, you know? So, yeah. And then fast forward, I know that I'm answering already questions that you already had in mind.
It's fine.
I can read your mind. but fast forward to 2021, you know, the year, you know, starting from the pandemic, you know, that I started recording my album at home, you know, because I couldn't go anywhere like anybody else. And then that album gets announced as a Grammy nominated in December 2021. And coincidentally, that same day that the nominations to the Grammys were announced, the Junos were having a meeting to sort through the submissions that they had, because I think the process was already closed. And somebody said at the meeting, oh, wow, Alex Cuba's nominated for a Grammy. And automatically somebody else said, did he submit his album to the Junos? And they looked and they said, no, So that year I didn't even submit an album because I was tired of the Junos not paying attention to what I was saying. I had meetings with two of the presidents, you know, telling them, dude, Latin music is big in the world. Why don't we have a category? And I know that we need a number of albums created in the country, but I think we are there already.
Yeah.
And if we are not, let me apply to a grant, you know, and to Canada Council or something, and let's produce 20 albums. I produce 20 artists, you know, in a year. And then next year we have the category. But nobody was ever paying that much attention. And even so, even on this year, the category got created, they still treated it like if it was nothing. They didn't give us a main spot on the telecast, for example, which would have been rightful. So to think, I think, because Latin music is you got to be living under a bridge to not recognize that Latin music is ruling the world.
Yeah.
So I told them, if you put Latin music in your telecast, it's going to drive more numbers to you. It's going to drive more eyeballs to you, for sure. You know, and by the way, I understand it's a slow process, and I'm very grateful that we are finally here, that we finally got this category happening. Now will be the work to maintain it going, you know?
Yeah.
And I am incredibly proud to be the first winner in history, so.
Okay, who's ready to make some Juno's history right now? Here are your nominees for the first ever Juno Award for Latin Music Recording of the Year.
Latin Music Recording of the Year. Alex Cuba. Andy Rubal. Isabella Love Story. Lido Pimienta. Mario Puglia.
Y el primer ganador del Premio Grabación de Música Latina del Año es... Alex Cuba.
Alexis, when we spoke about this last time and you kind of laid it out there, you know, there were some of these obstacles that needed to be overcome. But as you mentioned, you know, we're seeing Canadian Latin music really explode in this last decade especially. And when we last spoke about this, you had mentioned that you were starting to produce and starting to help bring up some of those other Latin musicians in Canada that, you know, haven't been able to get a whole lot of play. And now with this new category, we are seeing, despite some of the, you know, barriers that are still there, we are starting to see Latin music in a different light in Canada. Where do you see the industry, the genre of Latin music in Canada going from here now that they have been recognized from the Junos?
I probably can't say where I see it going. I could probably say what I will hope will happen. Okay, and allow me to speak this way. I don't want it to be understood in a weird way. But allow me to say something. I am pretty unique in what I do. I am somebody, I've been called many times, you know, but I am one of a kind in Latin music. And that is the reason why all the way, from a Smithers PC, I've been able to win Grammys in the United States of America, you know? Because when the Latin Grammys started listening to my music, they said, where do you come from? They saw something different in my music. Now, that something different has a lot to do with me, you know, how my life went, how my musical formation happened and all of that. But it also has to do with with the reason why I came to Canada and with what happened to me when I came to Canada and what happened to me why easily and comfortably adjusted or integrated Canada, because I came here married for love, you know? So I never spent any time thinking, you know, trying to get used to the country and you know how, because it's pretty common that when people emigrate, if you don't have family or anything in the country, you first notice, or you first look for the differences. And then when you get adjusted, then you start seeing the similarities. We are all humans. We have a lot of things in common, you know, no matter what culture you are or whatever. So I'm saying this because what Canada has done to my music, and, you know, it was probably in God's plans to do that for me. What you know, this environment have done to my music has created a sound unique that is now recognized, thank God, throughout the world, you know? But what I hope that it will happen with Latin music from this point forward is that people get, and this is probably why to others might be meaningful that I want it, because I have always proclaimed originality. I've never been a Latin cliche musician, which there is a lot of cliche happening in any music, in any style. But people happen to travel to Cuba on vacation, and the band that plays at their resorts where they go, you know, they, oh, you know, Canadians, we are so beautiful here. They ended up buying the CD, whatever, bringing it back, and they, because they don't know anything about what kind of music they're listening to, they think it's original music. They think it's, wow, great music, but what it is, it's just a cliche that happens in any country in the world. People that are playing for tourists, they're giving you what they think you want to hear, right? So nobody is taking, you know, stand there, making, you know, an effort to deliver original music and to let them listen to something else. So that is and Cuba being such a strong music country, that is kind of a cliche, that is a preconceptions. A lot of people think they know what Cuban music is. So this has been my career, breaking those cliches, changing them, being honest to my heart, you know, saying, not because I'm Cuban, I only have to eat rice and beans, for example, no?
Yeah.
So that's what I hope that it will happen from this point forward, that Canada unleashes, you know, people start embracing the fact that Latin music is still kind of young, per se, you know, in this country. And instead of people getting scared of that, the people embrace that and use it as fuel. When I mean people, I mean Latin musicians, newcomers to Canada, use that as fuel to create unique Latin music created in Canada that will potentially and hopefully make Latin America, pay attention to it. That happened with Canadian indie music. You remember the sound of indie music from where Feist got famous and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That sound went around the globe and was recognized in the world as Canadian indie music. Yeah. Right? Same thing I will hope it happens to Latin music in Canada from this point forward.
Alexis, just the last thing for you. As you mentioned, you were one of the first recipients of this new award. Tell us about that. What did you win at the Junos this year?
Well, I am incredibly honored to say that I am the first musician in Canada to ever win a Juno for Best Latin Music Recording of the Year. So when that actually lands in Smithers, which may happen in about 6 weeks, I'm gonna do something that always feel like doing. It's giving back to the community to show people the appreciation. I wanna take it on the street and I'm gonna be able to hold it and I will take pictures of them with my Juno.
Nice.
You remember the day I did that with the Grammy?
Yeah.
And I received a lot of great comments, including from the Academy in the United States. They wrote to me and said, no one has done that. We haven't seen many people do that. And thank you for being such an ambassador. But for me, what it meant is giving back to the community, acknowledging that the community has been healthy for me and encouraging, you know, so.
Yeah, Junos coming and Grammys coming to Smithers from far away places. That's something to be proud of as a Smithereen and for you as well. I just thank you so much, Alexis, for giving us your time today, and good luck with whatever comes next in the Latin music industry here in Canada.
Thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover,
contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.